I'm in the Bayswater Inn, which is conveniently located in Bayswater. I've just taken the tube here, which got lost for a while underground, it seems. Vodafone servers appear to be down. Luckily, I have backup MiFis. I throw a tweet out and ask what's going on with the Vodafone signal, and quite a few people got back to me, so thank you very much, saying that there seems to be a problem in somewhere in the area regarding computers not registering phone numbers and giving you a mobile signal. I have 3G there, which is quite strange. I'm here to meet Alvarez. What's your last name?
Alvaro Andoin.
Okay.
Andoin.
Give me your website.
www.filmatu.com.
And you've flown here to get some one-on-one guidance, tuition, I guess a kind of a social technology course today. Why? Why do you want to get involved in this weird world?
I used to work as a commentator, as a speaker, like long ago in the school days. And after like 15 years of work, working with content, online content and advertising, I realized I want to start my own project with the things I like. And it's mobiles, it's content, and it's, talking to the people and sharing different experiences.
So on your Twitter profile, it says you are a mobile media maker for 2.0 kind of conference situations and events. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've seen that there are more and more events, innovative events that are held in place nowadays, and also the way the stories are being of these events are being told online is changing very rapidly. And I think there is an opportunity there to tell the stories that are happening behind the scenes that sometimes the organizations of the events are not using to their advantage.
No, and I see this from pretty much every event I go to. It's only the very, very switched on that seem to think, hang on, there's a lot of stuff happening that we can share right now. And if this event is a couple of days on, they can still pull people in. If not, there's a massive amount of content that goes out to the web and various different channels, so that if ever you were to Google this event, if it's a yearly event, you'll see how much is going on. How many people in Spain are doing this kind of thing now, are doing kind of real-time blogging and using of these social tools?
I mean, of course, I'm not the first one. I mean, there are a lot of people that already are tweeting and are posting online content. In Spain, in events, there are like 3 or 4 major events, but what I really don't see yet is people using mobile media to do this. I mean, I see a lot of sharing, content sharing, but not so much of a content. I mean, I see that we mostly people are retweeting and sharing the same content that others have said, have done, but not the content they themselves have done, no?
Yeah, so more content creating needed. A lot of times, you know, if somebody wants to share what's happening at an event, it might be they set up a live stream, but they forget you can do live streaming from your mobile phone, audio recording like we're doing right now, and even just sharing of images to Flickr, which can then be used in blog posts. So let's get down to it. Half the job is done here. I see you're using a Mac.
Yeah, I'm a switcher. I'm a switcher.
So you originally PC?
I started with Mac when I was doing my studies in Sweden. But then I went into my professional life and worked with the last 14 years with PC. So yeah, I'm a switcher. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the platform doesn't necessarily matter. These are just tools, but it makes my job a lot easier because I've honed the way that I work by using a lot of Apple tools, whether it be the iPhone and the MacBook Air, which you also have here. Well, let's get you on my Wi-Fi and see what we can do. Thanks a lot. It's very nice to meet you.
Okay, same.